Lecture topic, reaching heights through humility.
I've been hearing the incidents of Hazrat Sheikh Al-Hind Rahmatullah Ali. These were people of extremely high caliber, and despite being so blessed with so many great qualities and such level of ilm and all the other kamalat that Allah Ta'ala blessed them with, but the thing that shone forth with all this was their very high level of humility. The tree that has a lot of fruit on it, those branches hang very low. And the tree that is bare and it stands very high and mighty, but is bare, you've got nothing to offer. So one of the very glaring qualities of all our kabir was their humility. As Sheikh Al-Hind Rahmatullah Ali was one of those personalities whose tawazu was on a, as in nowadays the common line is, on a very different level. Once one alim by the name of Maulana Mu'inuddin Ajmeri Rahmatullah Ali, he had decided to go and visit him. So he had never met him before. He didn't know who he was. So he traveled all the way to Deoband. Now in Deoband, he was just merely known as Bare Maulana. All his titles, Sheikh Al-Hind, etc. But this was the way that everybody just knew him. So when he got into the rickshaw after he got off the train, so that person in the rickshaw just put two and two together, seeing the kind of person that has come. So he said, you want to probably go to the house of Bare Maulana. He said, yes. So in any case, he brought him and left him there. So when he came, he knocked at the door. So somebody came in dressed in a very, very simple way. It was a very hot day. He was in his house. So he was dressed in a lungi and a vest. So he brought him in. He said, I've come to visit Sheikh Al-Hind Rahmatullah Ali. So he said, very well, come in. Brought him in, seated him. Then he brought something to drink because it was a very hot day. So this Maulana Ajmeri Rahmatullah Ali didn't have too much of time. So he was wanting to now get to meet Hazrat Sheikh Al-Hind Rahmatullah Ali so that he can then, he's come specifically for this purpose. So after a minute, he said, please, if you could inform Hazrat Sheikh Al-Hind that I've come from Ajmer. He said, very well, don't worry. Then it was due to the heat, so he took the hand fan and he started fanning him, which was a common thing in that time. So he said to him after a minute or so, that okay, Jazakallah, I appreciate this, but I've come to meet Hazrat Sheikh Al-Hind Rahmatullah Ali, so if you could please inform him. He said, very well, no problem. So he went away after a short while, he came back with food now, he's serving him. So now this Maulana got a bit irritated that I've come all the way to meet Sheikh Al-Hind Rahmatullah Ali, you're still not informing him. So when this irritation, he said it with irritation, then he said to him that, look, Sheikh Al-Hind, there's no Sheikh Al-Hind around, but Mahmud Al-Hasan is this person. Now, that was his name, Maulana Mahmud Al-Hasan Deobandi Rahmatullah Ali. He said, there's no Sheikh Al-Hind here, but Mahmud Al-Hasan is the servant. That's when this Maulana realized that the person who was serving him all the while, who was fanning him, who was making him comfortable, was none other than this personality he came all the way to visit. But this happened in a very natural way. There was no takalluf about it. They really felt themselves as nothing. And that is the kamal of tawazu, that a person truly feels himself nothing. And when that is the case within the heart, that a person feels himself as nobody, as nothing, then all these things happen very naturally. He doesn't have to plan to do it. Even his words come out naturally humble. His manner, his conduct, how he reacts to situations, that humility will shine in everything. And if it is just a pretense, it's just to now, for the moment, then for that moment it might just, somebody will manage it, but there'll be many moments it won't get managed, because that'll be spontaneous situations. And on the spot, what's the reality comes out. So this is the thing to work towards and to inculcate this tawazu. And to the extent that this is acquired, this is what will take a person forward. After all, it is man tawada'a lillah, rafa'ahu Allah, lillah, for Allah Ta'ala. And that rafa'ahu Allah is dunya and akhirat. And that is the main thing. So Allah Ta'ala's pleasure comes on such a person who truly humbles himself for Allah Ta'ala alone. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq.